Thank you, Robertino. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Marcel. Lyndon.
Thank you,
Justin.
Thank you,
Autumn. Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Moritz.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, William.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Elwin.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
I'm not done yet. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you, Damien.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Mike.
That's everyone?
We have one more. Ken has to tell us.
Thank you, Justin, for the candy.
Thank you, Ted, for the record.
Thank you. No.
Did he send you the wrong thing? Of course he did. I'm not surprised. Hey, everyone. It's 6:07 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up, Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm getting the information. I'm Michelle.
And, we're here, about to do a show. We're just waiting on one thing from Ken.
Waiting.
That really was like a lot of people.
Mm. Tom K. from Michigan.
Thank you, Tom K. from Michigan, for a very generous pledge.
So we're thanking people because they donated to the year-end fundraiser, which is still underway, and we would love to make our goal by... I don't even know if we made our program goal, but the station goal is very close. So whoever's not a Swag for Life member, please go there, sign up. $20 a month, you'll get a bunch of stuff, and it's the best way to help out the station. What shirt are you getting, the Woofmoo or the Turtle?
Woofmoo. Classic. The classic. The update on the classic.
Yeah, classic.
Oh, thank you to Santo.
Oh, shoot.
Who donated all of our beautiful new weekly t-shirts.
They're
Everyone
amazing.
That we owe a t-shirt to, you will be getting them by the end of the month.
That's a promise. Thanksgiving is in there. You've included holiday in your fulfillment?
Yes.
Okay. They're great shirts, you guys. So thank you for hooking us up with that, Santo. People are going to be stoked on those.
And I guess thanks to Andy Plants for making them.
Okay, do that again with a little more feeling.
And thanks to Andy Plants for illustrating them.
Okay, one more. Mean it.
Thanks to Andy Plants.
Oh, no, that sounds fake as hell, girl. It's not a turn on when people fake it.
If people are faking it, they're not trying to turn you on. Speaking of turn-ons.
Yes.
Tonight's topic is non-sexual things that turn you on. Mine is ankles and wrists and a man brushing his teeth.
Mine is a good driver and a man pumping gas. But I think all these things have sexual innuendos or sexual undertones, personally.
Well, then everything does.
I think so, too. Or maybe I'm just a whore.
I told you already, you're
no,
a
you
slut. Once
a
slut, always a slut.
No, you can't be a 41-year-old slut.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
Well, I can't be. I can't be.
I can.
I can't.
I'm exhausted from the synchronized thank yous.
You'll be okay.
Join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
Do you see all the boomboxes on there? The little icons? That means you're Swag for Life. Aren't they cute? What do you mean? You have one, right?
No.
You're not Swag for Life?
No.
We'll talk about this later.
What's the difference? I still pledge a lot of money.
Doesn't matter.
Why?
The best way is through monthly donations.
But why?
Because that's the best way to keep us out of the red and in the black so we can pay our monthly bills.
So you're saying my big lump of money once a year isn't good enough?
it's great enough, but it would be more helpful if you pledged swag for
it. Well, if you guys would like to distribute it amongst yourselves a little bit every month, you can.
Either way, I mean, we'll take your money.
I just have more money in the spring. You know, after taxes and stuff.
No, I don't get money back.
I do.
Why are you picking at your eye like that?
I don't know. I've been feeling funny all week.
What kind of funny? Maybe you need a
like
high protein diet.
Like my stomach has been hurting a lot.
Have you been eating a lot of yeast?
I've been kind of constipated.
Do you have PMS?
Maybe I have PMS, but my boobies don't hurt. I'm feeling like really fat and gross and ugly.
You probably have PMS.
Maybe
I'm
pregnant.
My period. We might be on the same tide circle.
Maybe I'm pregnant.
Maybe it's the moon. There's a full moon,
I'm
and that makes
tired.
You act like a wild animal. Maybe you're depressed.
I'm not depressed.
How are those edges coming? Are they any softer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going well?
Yeah, my therapist told me she's proud of me.
Why? What'd you do?
Because I'm being nicer.
Oh, I didn't notice. To one person or to everyone?
To two people.
Who's the second person?
My mommy.
Your mom.
My therapist schools me hard.
Good. She should.
It's true. She should.
Can I come to therapy with you one day?
Nope. You have your own therapist.
I do. She's amazing. I love her.
I love mine too.
201.
I'm just tired.
Get it together, man.
What if I'm pregnant?
Are you going to keep it?
Yeah, I'm old enough.
Do you think you're pregnant? You're not on it?
I can't be a 37-year-old having an abortion.
True. Well, yeah, you could.
I mean, I guess I could.
You could do whatever you want. Plus, you'd probably have a miscarriage anyway.
Why?
Because a lot of...
That's so mean. What if I really am and you just, like, jinxed my baby?
I'm not going to jinx your baby, but so many women have miscarriages and nobody talks about it.
Every woman has had a miscarriage.
No one talks about it. And at our advanced ages...
It's called a geriatric pregnancy if you get pregnant after the age of 35.
No!
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not having a baby anymore.
I told Andy that, and he was like, wait, why? And I'm like, because I'm old, Andy. And I feel like there was a moment in his head where I could see he was like, yeah. Oh, man, she is old.
I'd rather have a drink than a baby.
Same. Like, I'd rather have fun. Like, I'd rather lay in my bed on a Sunday than have to get up and like,
tend
to someone.
You have to nurse it.
It's like, life is good the way it is.
You know, if you're a nursing mother and you hear another baby cry, you will lactate.
In your shirt?
Yeah. You will, like, milk will come out when you hear another baby cry.
It's like all the girls at work, we have one mother's room and they have to take turns and, like, schedule going in there to pump their boobies.
Why can't they go in there together to
pump? That's what I said. And they were like, you don't really want anyone
else
in there.
It's ugly.
Yeah.
It hurts. 201-209-9368.
Damn, Robin just schooled me.
What'd she say?
You better be nice to your mother. Sounds like she would parachute into Afghanistan to save your butt if she needed to.
Which she might, right?
She probably would, yeah.
But that's what mothers are supposed to do.
So you're entitled to it?
A mother's supposed to love you and help you.
I love you. Doesn't mean I'm going to be jumping into a war zone to save you.
Because you're not my mother.
So you think you shouldn't be grateful because they owe it to you?
No, that's not what I think. But I don't think everyone has a great relationship with their parent.
No, that's true.
And I didn't ask to be born. What? I didn't.
Yo, we're having like therapy hour right now. And then before the show, Ken.
Oh, he went there.
And we won't repeat it, but he was like really.
He was sharing.
Throwing all his feelings out there.
He was sharing up a storm.
Childhood and parents and.
German.
Yeah. Woo! That was some heavy stuff.
Can we start the show now?
Okay, we have a full board.
Okay.
201-209-9368, non-sexual things, acts, whatever, that turn you on. Toothbrushing, man.
That's weird.
Why?
Not flossing?
No, ew. Toothbrushing, it's hot. The sound, and then I know afterwards you're going to have really nice breath.
You know what really turns me on that my ex-boyfriend used to do?
Huh.
He used to be really good at reheating leftovers, like really.
To like the perfect temperature?
Like really, really good at it. And it would just make me like so hot and bothered.
Andy can make a bed like I've never seen a man make a bed. I don't even make it anymore. If he's not there, I just leave it. Because what's the point?
I'm fanning myself.
It's not going to look that good. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I'm out in Denver on my little bike.
Are you the guy who sent the edibles?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not in jail?
I didn't get them. Someone stole them.
No, I actually meant to do it and didn't yet. And
so, oh, my God. You pothead. All this time, Michelle has
been
stressing. And every time
I'm going to actually do that, though. I'm going to mail some stuff soon.
Every time she brings it up, I say, he's probably in jail.
And then I feel bad. I ask every day. The office
staff. And then she calls me a bitch.
The office staff hates me because every day I come in and I say, did my edibles get here?
Did anyone check the mail?
Yeah.
I'll send it for you, but also Billy the Jam.
Oh, okay.
Billy the Jam.
Don't get in trouble, though.
Yeah, I don't think you do get in trouble. It's legal. What are you talking about?
It's not legal here. And I don't know if it's legal to send.
That's got to be fixed soon.
All right, what's up?
What's the topic today?
Non-sexual turn-ons.
Oh, okay. I was hoping I didn't call. Okay, great. So this is, think ghost, right? Demi Moore is holding that clay and Patrick Swayze's like guiding her hands.
But that's sexual.
No.
He's
I'm just
not done.
Say, so, like, I go by my own personal connection to clay. Like, jumping in,
so
like, outside of Syracuse, I would go to the spot that was, like, a waterfall, and then there was a big clay pit, and all of our friends would just get naked and, like, get covered.
Oh, that
totally.
That's
like,
awesome.
Fun.
That sounds sexy as hell.
It's, clay is really sexy.
I think
it's
so,
mud, it's dirty, but it's also really clean, in a way.
Yes.
Cleans your body.
I had an epic clay massage when I was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours. A really beautiful man gave me this massage, you guys. Let's just say I don't know how I survived.
That's sexy.
You feel like you're melting. Like
yeah.
You become like
and
that.
And it's warm.
And you're just like,
I
it's
love
warm.
Clay. I love clay.
Because it's warm, right, Michelle?
It is warm. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Well... Have a great day.
Okay.
You should get lots of interesting calls today.
Okay. Have a good one, buddy.
Don't forget to follow up with your promise.
Don't go to jail, though.
What's that?
Don't go to jail.
Yeah, I don't. I did that enough already.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
Okay. Good. Have a good one.
Good to hear.
With that prison life. All right, bye.
You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Or you can call 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is non-sexual things or acts that turn you on. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi,
hey,
Ted.
Thanks for stopping by today.
No worries.
Thanks for the record and the chocolate.
Thanks for the chocolate and no record.
She already got a record.
Yeah,
I mean, all.
So now you both got the same thing.
No, we both got the same thing, Michelle.
That's great.
Okay. Michelle's upset.
What happened?
Michelle wants to have more things than the things I have.
Oh, okay.
So now she's mad that we have the same things.
Okay. Actually, I got an extra box of chocolate.
No, you didn't, because now we're equal, because I got a box of chocolate the night of the... Nice try, though, Michelle. Wow, she was so happy to tell me she got an extra box of chocolate. And as I was telling her I got one the night of the meetup, you could see the life drain out of her face.
That was embarrassing.
Like, you just saw the sadness overcome her.
That was really embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
I felt it.
I saw it. It was all over your face. It was, like, just from top down. Like, oh.
It started in my brain.
I saw it. I saw it. All right, Just Ted, what's a non-sexual thing that turns you on?
Well, smells turn me on. I don't know if that counts.
I would say smells are sexual, though.
Really? Gasoline?
Cinnamon. Cinnamon is like
Cinnamon, yeah. But that is a sexy smell.
And paint drying.
paint drying.
Or fresh paint, you know, like on a wall.
Permanent marker.
You mean the smell of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know, it's just like it feels good.
Well, you know? They say that your scent is the, wait, your smell is the closest thing to memory, right?
Yeah.
So it's like something, the scent.
Okay,
the
I could see that.
Senses.
I don't know why fresh paint would.
Who knows? Deep.
Maybe
deep,
you were
deep.
A kid and something happened
deep,
in a
deep.
Freshly painted room. We should ask.
Maybe I'm repressing something.
All right, just well, Ted.
Hey, but you know, Michelle, you know, if you got something, you don't have to tell anybody that you got it.
Okay.
Oh, we want to play that game? Now we're going to keep secrets, huh?
I'm just saying.
I don't think that was good advice.
Plus, you only win if everyone knows you did.
Yeah, that's part of her pleasure, is that I know she got something and I didn't.
It's a competition thing, I forgot.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. I learned that from Kent, too.
Is that what he tells you?
He says that.
That is weird.
He said that like a long time ago. He doesn't say that to me.
Is that like your morning pep talk with Ken? Hey, Michelle, good morning. These are the things we have to get done today. And don't forget, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. All right, just Ted, have a good one.
Power turns people on. Oh, you're wearing a turtleneck. Is it a mock turtle?
What's a mock?
Half a turtleneck. It's a little bit mock.
I like the color.
I like the color, too.
Thank you. It was $40.
I bought a sweater today. What? What did I do now?
Today.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Shut up, weirdo. WFMU. I missed you last week. I forgot you weren't here.
That's so nice. I was on a romantic rendezvous.
I wasn't.
We ate delicious food at a restaurant there.
I ate pizza 3 days in a row. What'd you eat? Where'd you go?
This place called Farmer and Sons. They had a ham board with pepper jelly.
Oh, I've had that. It's delicious.
God, it was unbelievable.
Farm to table.
Uh-huh. So good.
Artisanal.
Uh-huh. Cocktails.
I do love a good cocktail.
I love cocktails.
Same.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Damn.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank Graham, Michelle.
Hi.
Okay, so this is kind of like a niche turn-on. Is that still the topic?
Ooh, I like the niche aspect.
It's a niche turn-on. So if you're sitting shotgun while a guy is driving,
oh,
and they have their right arm on the
your
steering
knee.
Wheel, or
no,
maybe
like
their left arm is on the steering yeah. wheel, and their right arm is like touching you, and they're chewing gum.
Oh, you killed it with the gum chewing,
why
bro.
Why the gum?
Because you see, like, the bicep because they're driving. So it's, like, an accentuation of, like, the arm muscles.
Mm-hmm. What's with the
like,
gum?
Tension in the jaw with the chewing of the
oh,
gum.
Oh, like the so muscles.
Hot. Oh, I get it.
Think about it.
I am thinking about it.
Who are you thinking
it's
about?
Really hot.
You might be converting me.
From 12th grade. I
only think about one man, Michelle.
Okay. God?
Uh-huh. My Lord and Savior.
God's a woman, baby. I like this one.
I like a man driving a stick shift.
Oh, my God. In a Jeep.
Ooh, in a Jeep. Or in a Land Cruiser.
Or a pickup truck.
A white one?
Maybe.
Or like an old Bronco.
Oh, an old Bronco.
Oh, I dated a dude who had an old Bronco.
Hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah, hot. That is hot.
Wow, we're three girls talking about how cars turn us on.
I also like it when you're texting someone and you say something completely innocuous. Something completely non-sexual, but they reply back, "Good girl."
It is my favorite thing in the world when a man
like
says
it.
"good girl" to me.
I don't like it.
Oh my God! Yes,
I love
you. What is your
no,
name?
I don't like that one.
What's your name again?
This is Lauren Grabowski.
Oh, it is? Hi, Lauren.
The Dinos?
It's Dinos.
Hey, Dinos.
How are you? Nice to hear from you.
I know. How are you guys? I'm good. I missed you guys.
Yeah, we missed you.
All right, good girl, Dinos. You're on the list.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good one.
I don't know. My ex-boyfriend used to say that to me, and I didn't like it.
I am so into it.
It's
probably my daddy issues.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
You're in their ugly head again.
Yeah, definitely my daddy issues.
I don't have those, so maybe that's why I don't like
it. Yeah, probably. I wonder if Dinos has daddy issues. We should have asked her.
Probably. Most people do.
True. True. Good girl.
I don't like good girl. I like babe. Babe. Babe.
Ugh, I hate babe. It's so generic.
I think good girl is offensive. And
it is.
Condescending.
It is. I'll give you that. I could see how you think that.
Yeah.
Yes.
201-209-9368 non-sexual turn-ons.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Hey.
What are you guys drinking?
Just
beer.
Beers.
Beer?
What are you drinking?
Nothing.
What are you smoking?
So the topic is... Yep. Non-sexual things that turn you on.
Yes.
I am going to have to say cologne.
What kind?
Yeah, but which one?
Just like the musky, like you have your stuff together type of cologne. You know what I mean?
Expensive.
Expensive, that's right.
Armpits.
Like
I was just thinking armpits. No deodorant,
no.
Armpit smell.
Deodorant armpit.
No.
No deodorant armpit smell.
Deodorant armpit.
I like those pheromones.
No,
I like those natural
too much,
pheromones.
That's pushing it for a super smeller.
You are a super smeller.
Like a fair grade of a little bit of human, you know.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Like 20% BO, 80% deodorant.
I think a lot of guys don't have to wear deodorant.
Every guy who hangs out with me has to wear
deodorant.
Deodorant
is definitely, like, needed.
Yeah.
I think everyone learned that in middle school.
Michelle likes the rough and tough smell.
Yeah. I like them raw.
I mean, like, you know, like a little bit.
That's the grossest word.
What's that song, Baby, I Like It Raw? That song's awesome.
Who sings that?
Ooh, baby.
Oh, yeah. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay. Old
Give
Dirty
me the
Bastard.
Mic so I can take it away. Yeah, that one.
All right, sister. What's your name?
Emma.
All right, Emma. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye, Emma.
You too. Bye.
Stop chewing your nail.
But I broke.
Stop chewing your nail.
But I broke it. Yo, we got so loaded in Hudson.
More loaded than I got at the meetup.
Yeah.
You were lit and then some?
Lit.
Did you
We got there and we were like, let's get loaded.
Oh, wait a minute. You texted me and you were like, it's 1 o'clock. I'm drunk. And I said, Francine.
No, that wasn't even the day I was loaded. The night before we got loaded. It was like we slept for a little bit and then we got up and kept drinking.
Did you have hotel sex?
We weren't at a hotel.
Did you have Airbnb sex?
Yeah.
Only in the bed or somewhere else?
Only in the bed.
Not in the shower.
I don't like shower sex.
Not on the couch.
No.
Not standing up in the kitchen.
No.
Not on top of the washer dryer.
There wasn't one.
Not in the lake.
There wasn't a lake?
Not on the porch.
No, the front house could see us. We might have on the porch, but the front house could see us.
That's a turn on.
I don't want somebody watching me do it. It's probably not a pretty sight. Like, if we're being real.
Yeah, in the end, we're all animals. It's disgusting.
Mr. Johnny would like to know, what's that filthy body spray that Franny likes?
Axe.
It is called Axe. But I only like a certain flavor.
Which one?
Now I don't remember. Phoenix, I think, was one of them.
Ugh.
I don't remember the other one.
201-209.
Maybe I just liked the handsome man who wore it. 9368.
Who was it?
Yeah.
That dude was smoking. He was so hot.
I remember when you saw me, you were like, That's him. He's handsome.
He's so hot. That dude was smoking. I mean, your new boyfriend's super handsome, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get
Yeah, you are. I'm sorry.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going? It's a great show.
Every show is a great show.
Damn, just take That's a compliment, true. Girl.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate your compliment.
So I was thinking, like, when a woman performs her instrument really well on stage, that's, like, for me, that's the turn on.
Is this, like, a euphemism, or are you really talking about a musical instrument?
No, actually, a musical
instrument. Any musical instrument?
Yeah, what instrument?
Well, like, a violinist or a...
That's cute.
Like, a horn player, like, sax.
Oh, my God, you're such a little intellectual with your violinist fetish.
So cultural.
They're fun to watch play when they play well.
Never in a million years get turned on by someone playing a violin.
Never?
What about like a guitar?
Not even like a killer guitar solo?
I mean, I guess a killer guitar solo. Killer drums I could see.
Yeah.
Killer drums.
But a violin?
I think a woman playing violin. Yeah, a woman, because
it's like delicate and like...
Sexier.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. So listen, have you ever like landed a woman who played a violin?
I dated a woman for quite a while, who was a great violin player. The relationship was a train wreck, but she was a badass musician. So,
okay, next question.
Nimble fingers.
Did you have the violin fetish before this woman?
No.
Oh,
there you have it. You there you have it, my friends. You're in love with her.
What does that prove?
It
that
proves
you're in
that
love with her. She's
yeah,
made
you don't
her
love
mark.
A woman playing a violin. You love her, and now every woman playing a violin reminds you of her.
Play instruments really well, also.
Are you a musician too?
I play music. Yes.
What do you play?
I play guitar and sing.
Cool.
Actually, we wrote a song a couple weeks ago that had your Frangri and Michelle in it. We did it for Stashu.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. Did you email us? Someone emailed us.
No one emailed me.
Wait, did you tag us on Instagram?
Yes, Bosh, you too.
Did you tag me on Instagram?
I definitely tagged you both on
Instagram. Oh, yeah.
I'm
I saw
not on
it.
Instagram.
I saw it.
That's cool. I want to hear it.
The Pagoda Polka.
Yeah, I saw it. Thank you for calling. That's so nice of you.
You're very welcome. Good talking to you.
Oh, you too. Have a good one, buddy. That was nice.
That was nice. Stashu has the polka show on Mondays. It's called Dance With Me Stanley, in case people don't know.
Mr. Johnny wants to know if you or I have ever been a groupie. No?
No.
I don't think so.
I've dated guys in bands, of course.
I don't even think I have.
I mean,
not a real band.
What is a real band?
Like a good one?
I've dated guys in good bands.
I haven't. (201) 209-9368 Non-sexual things that turn you on. I'm bummed I didn't send all those shirts out.
We'll get to them. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, handwriting.
I said that upstairs, too.
But, like, any handwriting?
Like, good handwriting. Sure.
No, it has to be, let's say a woman is using like a Mont Blanc and the flow of like a Y or
a Mont Blanc.
Smoothly moving.
That's
however,
sexy.
I will say like this, even if it's
ink
for
flow.
Me personally, if to me, I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good handwriting. It's pretty authoritative. I like that.
I can see that.
Mont Blanc.
A Mont Blanc.
My dad used to have one of those.
My mom gave me one of those.
Are they, like, really that good?
I don't know. It's in the box.
They're nice. They yes. Yeah,
but
they're
really
nice.
Ballpoint pens.
Ink flow, baby.
Right.
Ink
upside
flow.
Upside down, you know.
Oh, yeah, flow. Upside down. That's the big one, too.
What's
you don't
that?
Want to shake the pen.
Pens can't.
Who wants to do that?
Right.
A Mont Blanc writes upside down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So do astronaut pens.
Yes.
Wow. That's cool. I want one now.
You can have one.
Can I have yours?
Sure, don't tell my mom.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. You guys are great.
Thanks.
Thank you. You too. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. How are you tonight?
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Well, here we are, another Friday night. Missed you last week.
Oh, we missed you, too.
Well, Scott says you're looking for what do we really love to do. That's pretty much what tonight's question is.
No, it's not.
What? Is that what he told you it was?
I think he lied or he misinterpreted.
He might have lied so that Rooster didn't know.
But why?
Well, no, he told me more. But basically, it is what you're looking for.
What's the answer?
Turn me on. It's pretty obvious that it's things you love to do.
What? Rooster, the question tonight is non-sexual things that turn you on.
That's correct.
Okay, so what'd Scott say?
Well, Scott and I agree that we share this together. We like working.
Scott's example is
he was at a party, met a girl, and she invited him over to her place, and when he got there, he saw that her kitchen was under construction, and she told him that the contractor bailed on her, and she was stuck with it the way it was. So he got to work, went out and got his tools, and he installed the insulation.
He must have gotten so late.
And she said, "That's not why I invited you here." He said, "Yeah, I know, but..." He says, "I can't do that until I did this."
And then they did what she really invited him there for. Michelle!
Sorry. That's hot.
Yeah,
that is hot. Any man who can tile something is pretty sexy.
Any kind of construction thing is hot to me. Hot.
Yep.
This show's kind of turning me on.
You have someone to go have sex with.
It's fun. It's really fun to do.
Okay, I gotta go.
Stop it.
Oh, okay.
Go take care of yourself in the bathroom real fast.
Okay, can I?
No.
All right, have a good one, Rooster. Have a good one, Scott.
Thank you. Have a good one.
No, you may not leave to go do that.
You're the one who thought of it.
201. What am I gonna do tonight? Damn it.
You wanna come with us?
Third wheel in it?
Yeah, who cares?
I don't want to third wheel it. Plus, upstairs, you didn't invite me when I invited myself.
Things are different now. I feel better about my life.
Mm-hmm. Now you should go have a romantic dinner.
Pretty sure it won't be romantic.
Why? Are you going to hold hands? Are you going to give him a under the table?
No.
Why?
No, thank you.
When was the last time you did that?
Had sex or gave someone a... under the table.
That one.
Probably the last time I was at dinner with them.
Liar. Bluff ball.
You know where I might go on Sunday?
Where?
You're going to get jealous.
Oh, where?
St. Anselm.
Shut up. With who?
Guess.
Andy?
Uh-huh.
You're going on a Sunday?
Maybe.
I know a guy.
Yeah? Get me in.
He's the same guy who got us in that other time when we had that fantastic dinner and I got all that
stuff. Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
I'm going to crash that. That I'm going to crash because it's 2 blocks from my house.
It's our anniversary date. You can't
I went on your first date with you.
It was not our first date. It was like our third date.
Felt like the first time. Chicken buddies, baby. That secret message I found in Chicken Buddies?
That was the night you were very nice to me, for reasons I won't explain.
Which night? Oh, when I was high on Valium?
Uh-huh.
Mm. I was high as a kite, dude.
Yep.
Maybe that's what I'll do tonight.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. I get turned on by the woods. Like the forest.
That's a good one.
I think my man would say the same.
Oh, your like man.
If, yeah.
Like if you're like hiking in the every time I'm hiking in the woods with my girlfriend, I always want to like get her to like have sex with me in the woods. I think it's like nature, the smell of the woods.
What about the smell of the salt water in the ocean?
That too. Does she do it?
Yeah, once in a while, yeah. Yeah, a couple times a year I get it to happen.
Like against a tree?
Yeah, against the tree pretty much. Sometimes out in the open, depends on, obviously it's got to be secluded, so, but yeah.
Fun.
For the most part.
That's like a healthy sex life.
Yeah, that is a healthy sex life.
Well, thank you.
Good for you too.
Wonderful.
Have a good one.
She can't give it to him every time.
Well, that's why he said sometimes, because she's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, goodbye.
She can't do it every time. I just burped. What are you reading on the comments board? What? What? Our comments board is popping off, by the way.
Uh-oh.
It's not? What's going on?
Nothing. Someone just wrote three of them, but none of them are really that cute.
Who?
Modi.
He's trying. 201-209-9368. You can also join the playlist and comments board by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, it's Nicholas. I'm driving, so I got to make it quick, but I just want to say I love clavicles.
Oh, me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Good one.
I mean, but it's kind of sexual because it's on the body.
No, that's okay. What's your name, Nicholas?
Yeah.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Good one.
That is a good one.
You know, can we talk body or no?
I have a clavicle story.
This shoulders and back kill me.
There was a guy I dated who broke his clavicle in a snowboarding accident, so he had like a kind of hole right here, and in the shower he would hold the soap there.
Ew!
It was cool.
My brother broke his clavicle, and he has like a huge scar.
Like a big dent, and he would put the soap there when he was showering. It's cool.
Did he pee on you?
Probably. What?
I can't say this on the air, but it's gross.
Let me see it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, did anyone say The X-Files yet?
The X-Files?
No.
Like the show?
That Dana Scully gets your motor running?
Oh, yeah, dude. And she's like, I'm a medical doctor. Like,
That's really funny.
That's really funny. She does love to introduce herself as a medical doctor.
I've never seen The X-Files.
You wouldn't like it.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
She wouldn't like it, I don't think. I don't think Franny would like it.
Yeah, maybe.
And Frangry would hate it.
I'm Franny.
I know.
There's some show I heard that's good. Or is it a show or a movie? The
Mindhunter.
Florida Project? Is that a movie?
Yeah, that's a movie. I just saw it.
Is it good?
You would like it.
I'm going to go watch it this weekend.
Go to Nighthawk.
It's at Nighthawk?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, buddy, have a good one.
You too.
That's what I'm going to do before I go to St. Anselm.
Oh, throw it in my face. But you can't eat there. Why? Don't eat at Nighthawk, then.
Why? Well, I'll sit, have a little glass of wine with my movie. Doesn't it sound like the perfect anniversary? And then we go pig out on the steaks.
Maybe I do want a boyfriend.
I think it's nice.
Is it time for me to get a boyfriend?
Yeah, why not? I have one. You have one.
No man can tame me.
Why do you have to be tamed? You can be in a relationship and not be tamed.
I don't think you can be a wild animal who cannot be tamed and then have a man trying to tame you.
Nobody said that your boyfriend had to tame you.
He's going to tell me to do things that I don't want to do.
No.
Can I still make out with other dudes if I have a boyfriend?
You won't want to because you'll love him.
Ha!
Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding. I could have a boyfriend if I wanted to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't think I could have a boyfriend?
Of course. Wait, who was it at the meetup who kept being like, was it Joe Mulligan?
What? It's like, you guys can have this.
I'm married.
You guys can have it too.
You can have this. And we were like, what are you talking about?
He's like, you just have to want it. You guys could have this. It was funny, though.
So weird. He's so weird.
He was nice, though. He showed us his wedding pictures. A lot of dudes were there showing us their wedding pictures.
Good, as they should.
I saw three brides.
I didn't. I only saw the one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I just caught your show. Who are you two?
We are superstars.
Superstars.
Super.
Right.
What about you?
Who are you?
I'm just a contractor driving home from work.
Ooh, we like a contractor.
We like construction.
Been doing that for 25 years.
Good for you. So tonight our topic is non-sexual turn-ons. Do you have any of those?
Jeans and work boots on a smoking hot-looking girl.
Nice!
That's a good,
good
one.
Answer.
That's a good one.
Yeah, long, dark hair. Yeah, you name it.
Here I am.
Michelle, is he describing you?
Stop looking. You found me.
I got no plans tonight.
Michelle, let's double date.
Too real. Too real.
Let's double date, girl.
Let's keep the fantasy alive.
We can go eat that hummus.
Let's keep that fantasy alive and well.
Life is one big fantasy.
Right?
Oh, man, that was good. All right, buddy. Thanks
buddy,
for calling.
Listen next week. Give us a call. What's your name? No. We are a freeform radio station, longest running in the country.
And we are old ladies.
WFMU 91.1. We're on every...
How old are you, ladies?
We're on every Friday at 6 p.m.
Never ask a woman her age.
I'm 37.
I'm 41.
Oh, that's perfect.
How old are you?
50.
Oh, that is perfect.
Are you handsome?
40, 50, that's the woman's most sexiest at that point.
I am pretty sexy these days.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think so?
Uh-huh.
Well, you two sound cute as hell.
We're fun as hell, too, and smart as hell.
I'm addicted to fun.
Me, too.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Call us next week.
Adios.
Bye.
I love it when people listen for the first time, and then they call, and then they become regular listeners. That's very exciting for me. Stop biting your nail. Sorry I yelled at you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, not Frankie, Franny and Michelle. How are you?
Good. Hi. How are you?
It's Tom of Pat Sabbath and Tom from the
Oh, radio. What's up, Tom?
Hi.
How are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I was on the phone so long, I get so freaking nervous just waiting.
The waiting is hard.
The waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want some of these turn-ons here?
Yeah, yes, let's hear them.
I got them all written down.
All right. Nice radio voice. All right, let's hear them.
Let's see.
Yeah, your voice sounds sexy on the radio.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I saw your email, but I didn't read it yet, Tom.
I've been busy. Let's see. What do I got? I got when I had a girlfriend, she was getting all, like, fancied up for a night out in the town.
Yeah.
With the curling of the hair.
Oh, you were into the process of getting ready.
Yeah, I was into her process.
That's
cute.
That's sweet.
Unbelievable. And then, like, a hot girl or girlfriend with the ponytail, the sweats, and the glasses on.
Oh, the glasses.
Ooh, oof. That's a killer.
Good to hear.
That's
good to hear that.
And then there's the ugly ones, like a girl doing a big old line of cocaine.
That's sexy to you?
Well, it used to work for me back in the day.
When you were doing cocaine. That makes sense. Yeah, I could see that.
Well, you know,
I'm going to get loaded with this hot chick and we're going to have sex.
I like to.
Women, right?
I hear you.
I like to watch a guy roll a joint really well.
Yeah, takes down the whole thing.
That's a good one. People who roll their own cigarettes. I like that.
Yeah, well, it's nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, I can't do that. I don't smoke, but I used to do cocaine, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah,
and
cocaine
then
sucks.
In the fall, girls in boots. With the boots, nice leather calf-high boots.
You're so cute.
You're fun.
Dude, come on.
Come on, dude.
I'm in, man. I'm in. I'm all in.
Now, I got one question. Uh-huh. You were talking before about miscarriages. Why'd they call it a miscarriage?
Because you miss having a carriage. Because you're carrying a child.
You don't have a carriage.
You miss it.
You miss having a carriage?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Because the carrying of the child is a miss.
Goes wrong. It's a miss.
Oh, miscarry.
Yeah.
<I'm> Tom.
Okay, sweeties. This is all I got. Oh, one question, Franny. How is the rebranding going?
It's going well.
I think it's going well. I'm still Franny. I haven't turned back into Frangry.
Right.
We thought that might happen.
We were worried.
But so far it hasn't happened.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Franny, does Franny fit you?
Yes.
Does fit you, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, whatever you're into.
Bye, Tom. Have a good one.
Nice talking to you guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, I got one for you guys.
Let's hear it.
It is a laundry room with a window and the sun's coming in.
What? This is so specific.
That's what does it for me.
Is there someone in the laundry room?
No, there doesn't have to be. You just have to, like, be maybe walking past it.
Is it the smell? Is it the light? Like,
yeah,
the
it's crisp, got something to do with the smell
the
and
crisp,
the light.
That's clean the laundry smell. And the sunshine?
Smell and the light.
Exactly.
I get it.
You don't have to do it in there. It's just that's where you get the idea.
Oh, I am into this answer.
I thought you would dig it.
What's your name?
Russ.
Russ?
Yeah, I first started listening last week, but it was a rerun, so hello.
How did you first start listening?
Just got into FNU recently after a long time away from the radio.
It's the best,
so I know
right?
I know someone who's into it, and I love it.
So good.
Very cool.
All right, Russ, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Have a good
you
one.
You too. Stay tuned.
I'll tell you later.
No, tell me now.
Oh, I'm just not going to be here a day in February.
Why?
Because I'm going to Nashville.
Who are you going to Nashville with?
The ladies.
Which ones?
You're going to get mad.
OMG.
You want to come? You can totally come. Shrew and Babs.
Ashley?
No, Ashley has a baby. She can't go to Nashville.
What are you going for?
To get hammered for 3 days.
I love Nashville.
I've never been there.
Oh, it's fun. You'll like it. It's clean, but people are wild.
You can come. Hi, you're on the radio, girls trip style. Like, we're going to get wacky.
Off the rails?
Yeah.
You might not want me there.
Kind of do. It'll be fun.
Off the rails.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Here are my turn-ons. Dark public places, like the Haunted Mansion, you know, like in Disney World.
Uh-huh.
I thought about because of Halloween. But also a planetarium.
I love a planetarium.
I love a planetarium.
Right? Because it's like dark and intimate and you're thinking real big.
Yeah. I want to get stoned and go to the planetarium this weekend.
Yeah, oh. I mean, there's no other way to go. Right? I mean, so you're thinking about the eternal.
Yeah, that is sexy. I think that's a good one, actually.
You're sitting in a...
I will never put
in this
one
big
one.
Chair.
It's still a good one. The ones that spin around. You feel like you're just a speck of dust in the infinite universe, but then you also feel like anything is possible.
Right. When I was growing up...
Yeah, I'm into it. You're still never going to be on the list.
Yeah, you're never going to be on the list.
But very good answer.
Okay.
Oh, that was so sad. Okay, you could be on the list.
But
okay.
You can't win.
I'm wearing my T-shirt. I have your T-shirt.
Which one? The wolf one? The wolf one?
The hoodie. The one with the lantern. And...
Oh, that's just an FMU. Not just. That's the FMU sweatshirt.
No, you're right. The T-shirt. It says, shut up, stupid.
Okay, now you're just lying.
I won't wear it to a planetarium because it's not.
You're lying. What shirt are you wearing?
No, you're right. I'm not wearing it. I got it out of the laundry.
I do not like liars.
The hoodie,
she doesn't.
Goodbye.
He lied. That won't get you on the list.
Now I like him less.
Less than you already did?
Yeah.
That's scary.
I mean, like, sometimes there was glimmers of me liking him for a second.
Really? I never saw those. What? 2012099. That wasn't mean. 2012099368. Are you mad at me now? Why? What'd I do?
I don't know.
I hate it when you're mad at people, but you don't know why.
I only do that to boys. Like, I'm never mad at a girlfriend for no reason.
Yeah. Well, that does happen a lot. Like, I don't know why I'm mad at you, but I know I'm mad. I'm furious.
Furious! But I don't really know why.
Sometimes I just say, you know why. What are you laughing at?
Andy plans his answer.
What?
New stationery.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, man, that is...
That's a good one.
Freaking cheesy.
I like the smell of hot paper off a copier. Carbon paper.
Carbon ink? Paper?
Like ink, hot ink on a...
Rain turns me on if I can lay in bed all day. Otherwise, it makes me miserable.
I like rain. I like a good storm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, this is Mallory. I've been listening to you for years, but I just started putting comments on the message board.
What's up, Mallory? How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
The first time I met my old man, he ignored me all night in the bar. And right before he left, he come up from behind. He whispered in my ear, if you want my number, come outside. And that was it. He just got me like that. And he drove away on his bike. Flames were flying out of the pipe. It was great.
That's hot.
Yeah, very hot.
I like it that you call him your old man. That's neat.
So, I love you guys. Listen every Friday. Have a good one.
You too.
See ya.
She sounded cool.
No idea what she just said.
I did. That's because her and I are party animals.
Something about an old man.
She said, my old man, we were at a bar on the first day we met.
He whispered in her ear?
He ignored her all night, and then when he was leaving, he came up behind her and he said, if you want my phone number, come outside and talk to me for a minute. And then he rode off on his motorcycle. I bet they did so much drugs and partied so hard and saw so much rock and roll and had such good times and wore a bunch of leather and had handcuffs and, like, pulled each other's hair and stuff like that.
What? Can you repeat all of that again?
Don't you love getting your hair pulled?
Yeah. Why is this show, like, making me horny?
You're lucky you have a boyfriend.
He's lucky this was the topic tonight. We just want to be honest here today.
I'm like, dry hump my pillow. So depressing. And I wish I was kidding.
Dry up your pillow. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Right. Girls gotta live.
That sounds fun, actually. Maybe I'll just... We'll go home and I'll just tell him to stay on his side of the bed while I dry hump my own pillow.
You could just dry hump his leg and tell him not to talk to
you. Oh, that's hot, too. Dry humping is amazing.
You're not allowed to talk about
Sorry.
This.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is unrelated to the topic that you guys are on, but I heard somebody mention the Florida Project.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to also recommend that 100% because I recently saw it and it was so good.
It was good, right?
Oh, good. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, you guys should.
I saw it already and I loved it too.
Did you? Did you also see
Tangerine?
The director made?
No, I didn't see Tangerine. But I heard it was great.
Yeah, that one was good too.
All right, cool. Thanks for the movie, Rec.
All right, cool. Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, you too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
We're done after this call.
Hi. I find a really big turn on when I watch a man play his saxophone.
That's funny.
It turns me on big time.
All right. That's a good one. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye.
All right. Bye. You got to pick a winner. We got to go, bud. Come on, you can do it.
Nicholas with the clavicle. You're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org. We will be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
baby Frangry, right? Coney, 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 Coney.
What are you gonna name your baby Frangry, right?
Coney, Coney, Coney,
Coney,
Coney, Coney, Coney.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. Coney, Coney, Coney.
You're gonna name your baby Pony?
Coney, Coney.
But if we're gonna stop when one of us has a baby, who's gonna wanna listen to the show once one of us has a baby?
Coney, Coney, Coney.
Genuine?
Coney, 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 Coney.
Genuine?
Coney, Coney.
I think you should turn the mics off now.
Coney.
Make me.
Coney. Coney. Coney.
Make me.
Coney. 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 Pony. 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 Pony.
Well, you've chosen a good place to collapse, on the couch of the most brilliant psychiatrist Leipzig has ever known. Perhaps if you were to tell me all about it.
Yes, maybe that would help. Doctor, they're all trying to kill me.
Ah, yes, and who exactly are they?
Joe Duffy.
Ah, of course.
Minister, prisoner, suplex finisher, diminisher, unwanted visitor, swinging switchblade, making cuts like I'm sinister, white trash literature, I'm a big dog, use a miniature, wash my beard with conditioner, so it's silky smooth for my Cannabella listeners, gold grills, I'm kissing her, soon as I walk in like Christopher, yeah, she want my John Hancock, I ain't talking about my signature, hit her with a hi-fi, left her bitter like vinegar, sci-fi movie back row in the cinema, smoking on some Spruce Springsteen, Purple Predator, crushing all competitors, giving cred where cred due, call me the creditor, King Cooper, pretty ugly, etc., etc. Etc., etc. Murder she wrote, up to this street without a vote, killing me softly with a note. Etc., etc. Murder she wrote, up to this street without a vote, killing me softly with a note. Etc., etc. Murder she wrote, up to this street without a vote. Yeah. Put the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Doing drive-bys, I'm a high guy. Put it in the air like Wi-Fi, rocking tie-dye. Jerry Garcia, smoking Garcia Vegas. Shotgun like the Terminator, see you later. I'll be back, sipping cognac, swinging chrome bats. That's your hip, probably bone that. Gotta be still publishing. She be saying that I own that. Chubby Dempsey, but I don't know Jack. Get carjacked for Jack Ish, young gorgeous Brad Pitt. This beat hit, this weed lit, yeah. Clean cuts and long grip, good piff. Strong whiff, etc., etc. Murder she wrote, up this street without a boat. Killing me softly with a note, etc., etc. Murder she wrote, up this street without a boat. Killing me softly with a note, etc., etc. Murder she wrote, up this street without a boat, yeah.
This is Latif the Truth speaking. The whole Soul Sides posse is chilling with Billy Jam Radio, motherfucker.
Underrated, smack your whip, so what you saying for the hater, hater? Vin Diesel, Triple X, the hip-hop scene. Fast cars, the fashion, collecting the cream. Many moons ago, Paris Smith, platoon the flow. The Purple Heart, Iron Man, yeah, I'm good to go. With the funk, yeah, so let the funk flow. And hey, yo, come on, check it. Relax while I tax, so you can just max. It really doesn't matter, just step the hell back. Popping much junk, now the time has arisen. I pulled your card and your name has been chosen. Not all about my mouth and on the hip-hop scene. Yo, you gotta let it flow, you know what I mean? The rabbit hole runs deep, so the pee don't sleep. My whole team on point, all wolves, no sheep. I'm back, I'm you, Paris Smith, I'm good to go. Real hip-hop, yo, check the flow. There was a Hardy Boy mystery you trying to solve. Can't understand why you got involved. I'm back, I'm you, Paris Smith, I'm good. good to go. Real hip hop, yo, check the flow. Yo, here's a clue. Try to ghetto master blaster. Now things can cause a disaster. Hey, yo, as the wind sets the mood, it's time to let off. A sucker try to play me, the P, I'm not soft. I stay on mine, come with different rhymes in them every time. So what you saying, you a customer checking baseline. Run the point like Paul and LeBron's. Rocking 23, stain the paint and keep my rhyme strong. So P, who you be chilling with? The hit squad outfit, cutting through the grime and the grit. No problem, hit the 4x4, pop the clutch, hit the shift. Now that's traction, traction bars for the tires. And just in case the tires don't grip and the rear slip, I gotta ride out. I'm back, who you? Paris Smith, I'm good to go. Real hip hop, yo, check the flow. There was a Hardy Boy mystery you trying to solve. Can't understand why you got involved. I'm back, who you? Paris Smith, I'm good to go. Real hip hop, yo, check the flow. Yo, here's a clue. Try to ghetto master blaster. Now things can cause a disaster. I represent the hardcore. Rough, rugged, and if I'm not in the studio, P's out on tour. Global cat, passport, stay out on the regular. My mic stay on just like my laptop and my cellular. Cats be like P, you don't know what you did for the game. So I post up and listen and watch them explain. They bring up the business title and talk about Jane. I be like, Jane's A-OK. And EPMD is dropping big business and it's on the way. And then they get amped and smile and walk away. Show love with love, show love all the time. I hope you're going for yours because I'm going for mine. I'm back, who you? Paris Smith, I'm good to go. Real hip hop, yo, check the flow. There was a Hardy Boy mystery you trying to solve. Can't understand why you got involved. I'm back, who you? Paris Smith, I'm good to go. Real hip hop, yo, check the flow. Yo, here's a clue. Try to ghetto master blaster. Now things can cause a disaster.
Yo, I wouldn't change the book that you the pocket. I know my range. I'm dwelling on strange topics and past my equals. Watch your people go cop it. Courtesy of Prince P, we open optics from the third. That's my word, nigga. We signed to Tommy, the place the Tommy Hill figures in the bank. We highly ranked in our division. We're worth your weight. Our weight can withstand collision. You see these times? We on trial like Bill Clinton. Nobody's safe. We oversized and still fit. Keep these pictures at peak, and you trying to catch my tummy full while you starving and trying to snatch. From a block of ice, my styles will refresh you, so you pay the price. We peddle this talk throughout the streets of New York, and my Prince connections here to outline it in chalk. We know all walks of life got lives to walk. Subtract 2 out of 3 left standing.